Six steps for teaching academic vocabulary. Research continues to show that students comprehend better with vocabulary instruction than without it. Building background knowledge is as crucial to this as the direct instruction of vocabulary, and is more important than IQ when it comes to understanding reading. Content area vocabulary instruction has shown to be highly effective in helping students to understand content area vocabulary concepts, particularly in mathematics. Here are some suggestions for teaching academic vocabulary. Decide on number of words to be taught directly at each grade level. Suggestion: 150 vocabulary words per year or one word weekly for each academic subject. Ask yourself when deciding which words or terms to teach, is this term critically important to the content I will be teaching this year? If the answer is yes, then teach it. Rule of thumb: if terms you want to teach are not found in the appendix, add them to the list. If your selection of words or terms total more than the original number you planned for, revise, because less is more when it comes to retention. Use student vocabulary notebook from 1 year to the next. Application of a word 1 year may take on different application the next. Marzano and Pickering propose a six-step process to directly teach words crucial for the acquisition of new content learning. They are as follows. Step 1. Provide a description, explanation, or example of the new term. While word definitions have their reference place as an instructional and learning tool, they are not as useful as the more preparatory aspects of learning new vocabulary, such as predictions using semantic features of the word. Step 2. Ask students to restate the description, explanation, or example in their own words. Word descriptions are not as comprehensive or as accurate as a vocabulary solution, but they are a good place to begin when students need to acquisition to new understanding of a word or term. The goal is to have students retain the definition in long-term memory. Step 3. Ask students to construct a picture, symbol, or graphic representation of the term or phrase. Modeling this procedure and process is crucial. First, have students work together in peers or small groups to process their thinking and collaboratively construct a graphic representation by drawing or overdrawing the word. This step is most effective immediately after step 2. Step 4. Engage students periodically in activities that help them add to their knowledge of the terms in their notebooks. With multiple word or term exposure, students can interact with a new vocabulary word repeatedly, and this will lead to mastery. Revisiting the new insights gained from and through this repeated use and exposure by writing in their notebooks will help to cement learning, moving the abstract to the concrete. Step 5. Periodically ask students to discuss the terms with one another. Peer-to-peer interaction plays a key role in development of academic vocabulary. Facilitating discussions using terms of their own words and in their own language will offer them multiple perspectives, self-expression, acquisition of more insight, and understanding of key academic vocabulary. In addition, it will increase the probability that the information will be stored in permanent memory. Step 6. Involve students periodically in games that allow them to play with terms. Challenging students with games contextualizes learning while providing more opportunities for multiple vocabulary exposure through context, thus cementing words and terms into long-term memory. In addition, games create rife conditions for more inquiry, student engagement, and with outcomes that can allow for more risk-taking than a classroom might provide.